The Arctic is home to extreme sports that often push competitors to their very limits. Long-distance mushing, Native Youth Olympic games like seal hop, one-hand reach, and ear pull, and lightning-fast snow machine races, and now surfing. Earlier this month, more than a dozen of the most competitive surfers from all around the world gathered in Kamchatka, Russia, to ride the icy waves of the North Pacific just below the Bering Sea.
We wanted to go to different locations. It was not especially known for surfing. There's a lot of waves around in the world, and what we've done over the last 3-4 years is we've gone to Lofoten Islands in Norway, we've been at Iceland, and now in Russia with Kamchatka, and you don't need to live in California or don't live in Oslo in France to surf.
That's Henning Erlandsen, an organizer for the 2014 Nixon Surf Challenge. With the water just above freezing, surfers were decked out in full wetsuits, hoods, and gloves, with cold creams and Vaseline covering what little exposed skin remained as they took to the waves on the edge of the world.
These guys, unbelievable. Some of the guys stayed out there and surfed consistently for over 3 hours, 4 hours, some of them.
And Erlandsen says it wasn't just riding the waves, it was the tricks and rolls and other athletic feats, part of what he calls the new school of surfing.
What we mean with the new school surfing, or the more trick-oriented surfing, is that these guys are jumping up in the air and doing 180s or 360s on the board and landing down in the face of the wave and keeping on surfing. Sometimes they have no hands on the board and still doing 360s or 180s.
In the end, the winner of the week-long event, as judged by the other surfers, was William Aliati, a young surfer from a warmer climate who took to the frigid environment like a seal to water.
He's from a French Caribbean in St. Martin, so he's used to surf a lot of warm water, and it was good to see him perform all this spectacular fun trick in such an environment that they had in Russia, in Kamchatka.
Seeing surfers riding waves in front of snow-capped mountains is a sight that has to be seen to be believed, so you can check out some photos on knom.org/news.